Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. As I mentioned to you, today is World Malaria Day. Nearly half the world's population lives in areas at risk of malaria and transmission in about 87 countries and territories. It is an incredibly widespread illness, and one that, as we've spoken about before, unfortunately has lost a little bit of our focus with COVID being the pandemic that it has been. Professor Lucille Bloomberg, member of Right to Care and South Africa Malaria Advisory Group, joins us this morning. Good morning, Professor. Hope you are well. How much of a problem is the fact that malaria has been pushed out of the headlines or out of our thought process?
Good morning. I can't hear you very well, and I'm on my way to KZN. We'll do our best. So, you know, malaria has been around for a very long time. COVID is new. It's caused a very intense pandemic. It's not unexpected that the focus would be on COVID, and many resources would be diverted to COVID. But, you know, as soon as you let go of malaria, it bounces back very quickly. And we really need to refocus.
So what does it mean, refocus? What do we need to do? What has gone wrong, maybe, in the last 2 years as we've focused mainly on COVID?
So we need to refocus and pay attention to our program. You know, we've got good policies. They're just not being implemented because of resource limitations. But I think we need to also be innovative. And I think COVID has brought many innovations based on many scientific endeavors. So, you know, malaria's got a newish vaccine, but it has very limited efficacy. It's only for young children in high transmission areas. You know, a lot of work was done to bring COVID vaccines to the market very quickly. And perhaps we need to relook at some of the newer technologies. We need to, I think, keep a very careful eye on drug resistance and, look at new drugs. Resistance is developing even to the artemisinin in Southeast Asia. Here we're still okay, but it's a matter of time. But I really think it's about implementation. And immediately, we need to heighten people's awareness of malaria. I think it was mentioned earlier that, you know, when you think fever, you think COVID. Actually, lots of travelers at the moment related to the holidays. It's still malaria season. People are being misdiagnosed with COVID, and there are many delays in diagnosing malaria, and it's a rapidly progressive disease. So I think my key message to everyone this morning is if you've traveled, if you've got a fever, please get an urgent malaria test. We still have excellent tools for treatment, but patients need to be treated early and quickly and intensely.
One of the things that you've mentioned before on this show is the fact that it's impacted even at a GP or doctor level, where when somebody presents with a fever, the immediate test that they send them for is a COVID test, and perhaps forget for just a moment to ask the questions, have you been traveling to a malaria area?
All our public health programs need being brought to people's attention again. Not everything is COVID. We still have lots of other public health problems, and COVID is still with us. Experiencing a surge, but there are important times where we need to think malaria, travel, fever, malaria. Let's save some more lives.
What is the treatment for malaria?
So the treatment is an artemisinin in combination. The one we have here is Coartem. For an adult, 24 tablets over 3 days. It's highly effective if you treat early. And early means in the first 1 or 2 or 3 days of fever. 3 days is already pushing it. And it really works extremely well. Very few adverse events. but it has to be given early. Once you get severe malaria, we have a related product, but severe malaria is much harder to treat, and chances of not being successful are much higher. Treat it on the first 1 or 2 days of fever, almost 100% success. So that's the key. Don't delay. And I think, you know, we need patient power. Patients need to remind everybody, I've traveled, you know, people don't ask anymore. And if the answer is yes, or you live in a malaria area, please demand a malaria test and an urgent result, an urgent treatment.
Well, why is it that we haven't been able to develop a vaccine for malaria, whereas in such a short time, relatively, we've managed to successfully roll out a global program to COVID?
Yeah, very important question. So the malaria is a parasite. You know, the viral vaccines are very different. There's been work on the COVID vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, for quite some time. It didn't just start last year, 2 years ago, when we started to see cases. Malaria vaccines go back even longer, but it's a complex organism. Very difficult to live in two hosts, you know, the mosquito and the human. And the life cycle is very complex, many different stages. So the vaccine we have at the moment is only for young children living in high transmission areas. It's about 30% effective as part of a program. It's not for travelers or adults, but it's the first vaccine of a number of attempts to get this far. So hopefully, you know, there will be newer ones that are more effective. The vaccines are really the answer to most of our infections and successful prevention, but not there yet.
Final question for you is, if we look back today versus 10 years ago, we do a bit of a snapshot in time. Have we made good progress with our fight against malaria?
So South Africa's done fairly well. You know, in 2000, we had 60, 70,000 cases related to the floods in Mozambique and KZN. Just nervous to mention that. But it was also related to some resistance that had developed to one of the insecticides used for spraying the inside of houses in higher risk areas. And as well as that, there was resistance to the drug being used, which at that time was Vansidar. So three things collided. Since then, you know, we've introduced artemisinin combination, very effective drug. We've changed back to changed our insecticide, but that's a growing problem. It's quite a resource-intensive program, not easy to deliver. And we've brought the cases down with a lot of effort through the elimination program, which aims to eliminate locally transmitted malaria, not imported malaria. But not an easy ask.
And not an easy battle to fight.
Malaria elimination. And requires continuous attention. Cannot let go.
And that's what's so important at the moment, is just to be aware and, as a patient or potential patient, make sure that you provide the information to guide your medical practitioner in the right direction. That's how we can all raise awareness ourselves. It is about to go 7 o'clock. Thank you, as always, Professor Lucille Bloomberg, member of Right to Care, South African Malaria Advisory Group, talking to us about malaria on this National Malaria Awareness Day, or World, rather, Malaria Day.